This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Hour number two of USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Kathy's with us. Jason's engineering. I'm Vincent Fennelli. And I was mentioning the 1 gallon jugs. So what I do and what we do in the shop, our son does as well, is if we have a jug of engine oil, let's say it's 15W40 Delvec, and we standardize on that, for example. When we pour the engine oil into a vehicle, we're changing the engine oil or a tractor, there's always a little bit that sticks to the walls of the jug, whether it's a 1 quart or a gallon or a 5 quart jug. So we save a nice one, and we use that to add the contents that just didn't pour out easily when we do an oil change. And so we have a 15W40 jug, gallon jug, Delvec. We have a 5W30 1 gallon jug for conventional oil. And we have a 5W30 1 gallon jug for full synthetic. And we make sure that the 1 quarts that we use are clean on the top. And we let them drip, drip, drip into the larger jug with the larger mouth. And it's gallons and gallons of oil that we haven't thrown away because we let it drip. And it drips obviously faster in the sun. So when we do an oil change, which seems to be pretty darn often around here, we put the quart bottles, if we're using them, on their side, all the same way, lined up, kind of tipped down toward, almost horizontal, but tipped down, so that all the oil runs toward the cap. And then that pre-stages the oil so that it takes a little less time, maybe 15 minutes per bottle. And we just put the bottles in upside down into the mouth of the larger jug. And as we walk by 15, 20 minutes later, an hour later, we take that one out and replace it with the next one and so forth. And what do we do with it? Well, we put it in our vehicles. Now, you want to make sure that, you know, dirt and dust doesn't, you know, get into the jugs. But that's one thing that we do. Kathy, does your husband do something like that, too?
Yeah, he does. He has, like, the little pan, too, that he uses, and he tips them upside down and lets them drain in there, like the oil pan or whatever whatever jug that he's got, but. I do that, Vince, I do that with other things like syrup and honey and anything else that I'm trying to get the last little bits out of. I have a couple little, even salad dressing, I have a couple little kitchen gadgets. And one, it's got the threads on both ends. One screws on the bottle, and then the other one screws on the top of the other bottle. And then you just tip it upside down, and whatever it is that you're trying to get the last little bit out of it drips in there without going all over the counter.
Yeah, yeah. It works great. Kathy, I just during the break, I went to samsclub.com and I was looking for, I clicked on frequently ordered. And I was looking at just to check stock. Just wondering. And I'm finding between 2 and 3 items that we would frequently order or have ordered in the past, out of stock. Out of stock. What am I talking about? Member's Mark Pasta. Out of stock. The angel hair version and the regular version. Right now, Hearts of Romaine Lettuce, 6 count, out of stock. How about Rubbermaid 50-piece easy-find storage set? Out of stock. How about Member's Mark pasteurized Swiss and American cheese, 72 slices in a block? Out of stock. How's this happen? Well, I think what we're saying is get used to it, because it's going to happen more and more frequently. Kathy, are you seeing something similar in your travels?
Oh, absolutely, Ben. I mean, every time I go to the store, it's like you almost have to put a question mark or try to order something online. I mean, I was doing the same thing before our class today. I was looking at a few things, and it was the same thing with the foil, out of stock or different items that I have bought. It'll say frequently bought items, and there was a lot of stuff that was out of stock at Sam's or, you know, Costco or even, like, some of the grocery stores. You know, Vince, I wanted to – you're going to appreciate this. My husband went to get the little duplex wall covers, and he just wanted the kind that didn't have any openings in it, just the flat one. I'm not sure the exact name for it, but the last time he bought them, they were 19 cents. So he went over to Menards, and they were $2.39. And so,
you're talking about
that kind of money, because I need a few of them.
You're talking about.
So he got online, and the cheapest he could find them was Home Depot had them for 68 cents. So he went down in the basement, and there was the other kind that they have, the like with the two outlets, the opening for the two outlets. Here on a few years ago, he was at one of the hardware stores, and he got, there was a clearance. It was a pack of 10 that was on sale for 19 cents on clearance sale. So it went from that to $2.39. So imagine if you were remodeling or building a house, the increased cost that you have right now.
Well, and not only that, Kathy, but there's tax, sales tax on each of these things at the new, higher, improved price. So you're absolutely correct. And class, what we're talking about is outlet covers, switch covers, and blank plates that have the two holes in them to cover up an electrical box that you just have wires in, but no switch or no receptacle or no outlet. Well, if you go to Menards, or if you go to Home Depot, or you go to Lowe's, they have what's called a contractor's pack. And typically it's 10. So it would be either 10 receptacles, 10 switches, 10 cover plates, 10. And it's less expensive. Kathy, when we built our house 17 years ago, I went to Lowe's, and I standardized on the receptacle cover plates, the switch cover plates, the receptacles themselves, and the switches. And the brand that I liked the best was Cooper, C-O-O-P-E-R. Absolutely outstanding. We have yet to have a single receptacle or Cooper switch fail. Pass and Seymour, P and S, Pass and Seymour, not so good, in my opinion. We have had some failures on those products, but not the Cooper, which became Eaton, E-A-T-O-N. Absolutely great, great quality products, in my opinion. So we bought them in the contractor's pack, and I'm trying to think. The receptacles were probably $3.68 for a wall receptacle for a contractor's pack. So that's 37 cents a piece. And the cover plates that you're talking about, they came out to maybe $1.90 for 10 of them. Exactly what we're talking about. So as you look at these cover plates, what you want to do, not only do you want, you know, the best value, the, you know, lowest price per quality of the item, they come in a couple different materials. One is like a nylon plastic. This thing you can bend. I don't think I like that. And I'll tell you why. Because the receptacles that are in the box are held in with two screws that you don't see. And the switches are held in by two screws that you don't see. And then the cover plate goes on top of it. So the screws, if you have an adjustment to make to have the right depth of the switch or the receptacle, it's a combination of the receptacle being pulled in by the two screws that hold it to the box and being pulled out by the cover plate. So one is pushing, one is pulling, and is a better tight fit. If you use these flimsy, bendable, flexible nylon type switch cover plates and receptacle cover plates, they will deform and they won't hold the receptacle or the switch in as tightly as the ones that do not deform, that are more of a harder plastic, more of a Bakelite plus plastic. And of course they come in, the multiple colors. And we don't have any of those designer switches, the rocker switches. We don't have those. Some people say they're really good because you bump it with your elbow if you've got it. If you're carrying things and you're coming in the back door or the side door or going into the garage and kind of just bump it with your elbow and power the switch on or off. You can do the same thing with a toggle switch. So we don't have any of the fancy, expensive $3, $4, $6 switches and receptacles. We have the old-fashioned kind. They're less expensive, and they really, really work great. And they've been around since the 1920s. Same design, and they really work great. Those are my thoughts. Kathy, yours?
No, I agree with you, Vince, because I have seen those covers. Like you said, they bend, like they kind of pull out against the wall, and they bend. And when we first moved in, I know my husband replaced quite a few of them because they did that, or somebody tried to put them in too tight with the screw, and then they cracked them. So, I know exactly what you're talking about, Vince. But just the inflation of it, it's just unreal that how much that all this stuff has gone up.
Yeah. I walked into the kitchen during the break, and our son was on the phone with a car dealer. He was talking to the parts counter guy. And he said, our son was telling a story to the Dodge guy. He said, I went to the big box store and I bought a heater core to replace a leaking heater on an old Jeep, 1995 Jeep. And it was really hard to get. And so we got the heater core and it had a lousy fit. If you look at the one that came out, it was made out of brass and it had brackets to screw this heater core in. The new one is made out of aluminum, comes from China, and it has a little bit of foam, like foam padding. You just push it in, and the foam padding is supposed to hold this thing in place and keep it from rattling, where Chrysler, that made the Jeep, used screws to hold the heater core in. So the heater core is being held in by the hoses, the rubber hoses, which is ridiculous. Okay, and so our son was telling the story to the Dodge dealer about how when he was on the phone with the auto parts store, the big box auto parts store, the auto parts store said, look, you ought to be glad you got the heater core. That thing is so old, it's a 1995. You're lucky you got one. That's where we are today, class. Getting parts is getting really, really hard. And the story about the Chevy Cruze, man, oh, man, they are flimsy, flimsy, flimsy. And the intake manifold is made out of plastic. The valve cover gasket, or the valve cover itself, is made out of plastic. And the underhood temperatures cause these plastic parts to crack and break and leak. And what happens is the valve cover leaks engine oil onto the spark plugs. And then the spark plugs short out with the dirt on them and the moisture. And then the engine won't run. And then you go to start it and you blow the fuse because the fuse on the starter. Can you imagine the fuse on a starter, which can cost you $150 for the part, between $100 and $150 for the part for a fuse pack, because you can't replace them individually? This is nuts. And this is where we are. Don't buy new cars.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Kathy's with us. Kathy, would you mind if we talk about chargebacks on credit cards for a few minutes to help our class?
What do you mean, Vince? I'm not clear here.
Okay. Well, I was talking with one of our class, and this person had a problem with something that was purchased, that he purchased with a credit card. And he didn't get what he paid for. It wasn't delivered. And so I said to him, okay, here's how a chargeback works. If you buy something from a merchant using a credit card, and let's say you buy something that's supposed to be a pound, and it turns out to be less than a pound, and substantially less, so there's deception involved. Or let's say you buy something that's supposed to be red, let's say it's a sweater, and a blue one shows up. And you're thinking red because that would go with some other outfit, and it makes sense to have a red one. And you selected red, and a blue one came in its place. And you call the merchant, and you say, look, I got the wrong color. Can you help me? No, we can't help you. Okay, so you try to resolve the problem with the merchant, the seller, and it doesn't work. So what do you do? Well, if you've used a credit card, there's a telephone number on each credit card, on the back of the credit card, with the credit card issuer's contact number. And you call them up. And you say, I bought this sweater. You know, hi, I'm Vin Finelli. I have a credit card. Here's my account. And they'll verify because they've got your phone number. They know who you are already because of caller ID. And they'll just verify that. And you go, okay, great. So what's the problem? Well, I bought this sweater and it's supposed to be red and it came in blue. And the merchant just told me to stuff it. They just said there's nothing they're going to do about it. So I'm kind of frustrated, and so my last option is to call you all at the credit card bank and initiate a chargeback. And they'll say, well, how much is this sweater? And you say $20. And they go, okay, great, that's, we found that one. Okay, all right, so you got the wrong color. The merchant won't help you. We've notated in your account, and you now have $20 credited to your account. That's how long it takes, just like that. So you complain, and the money is instantly put in your account. Then what they do is they send a message to the merchant saying, you know, Vin Finelli bought the sweater, he ordered a red one, you sent him a blue one, he's not happy, he said you wouldn't help him, and what do you guys have to say about that? And then the merchant might say, well, no, we sent him a red one. So now it's a he said, she said, right? Well, what happens is then the money's taken back out of my account and put in the merchant's account. And then the credit card bank says, so Finelli, what do you have to say about that? And I go, no, that's absolutely not true. Let me send you a picture of the sweater and the box and the receipt that says blue. And I ordered a red one. So here's the screenshot of the red. It came in blue. And now the money goes back into my account. So it goes back and forth until somebody gives up. That is a credit card dispute. And if it's a service or a product and you don't get what you paid for, that is one way that you can be made whole again. So, but you've got to do it soon, and you have to do it, you know, typically within 30 days unless fraud is involved, maybe 60, depending on the bank. But the bank is going to probably side with the customer. Okay. And what will happen is the merchant, the second that you do that, that merchant gets charged about $35 because of the fees involved in chargebacks. Merchants don't want to have chargebacks because they get dinged $35 each, plus the refund for the sweater. So it's pretty much a losing proposition for the merchants. Now sometimes the merchants are right and the customers are devious, but generally what happens is you will get a credit immediately. And what happened with our friend in class is exactly that. It was a purchase. It was not properly delivered. The company won't even communicate with the customer, and the customer got his money back instantly. I have a feeling he was kind of surprised at how quickly that process works. It's called a chargeback, and all the credit card issuers do it. And so you need to put that in your toolkit, that you can do that. And don't waste it, because, you know, if you do a lot of them, you will be the suspect. Just, you know, make sure that you are absolutely positively in the right when you do it. We'll be right back.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden's student loan debt transfer program, with plans to transfer hundreds of billions of dollars owed by tens of millions of college borrowers, was given another loss Wednesday as a Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals denied his request to reinstate it. Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell indicated Wednesday the central bank may decide to raise interest rates at a smaller rate at its next policy meeting in mid-December. The markets reacted positively, powering the Dow Jones Industrial Average more than 700 points higher. The House passed legislation that will force railroad unions to accept the terms offered to help them by the Biden administration. After a brief illness, Christine McVie, who played with Fleetwood Mac and wrote some of their most famous songs, died Wednesday at a hospital surrounded by family. The British singer-songwriter was 79. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
It's going to be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Last day you've got your...
Take my...
When you got
the... For 2 seconds...
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
So we're talking about chargebacks and how they work and how you can add them to your toolkit. And I looked at a bunch of credit cards during the break. And we have credit cards from Menards. It's green. It's called the Big Card. Telephone number's on the back. It's issued by Capital One. And, of course, Discover and MasterCard and Visa. And they all have the telephone numbers. They're all open 24 hours a day. So you can call them, you know, the minute you want to. So you don't have to wait till, you know, normal business hours. They're open 24 hours a day. And if fraud is involved and you suspect fraud, deception, they jump on it right away. I mean, immediately. And every bank, and remember, class, I spent a little bit of time in three of the largest credit card banks in the country, so I know how it works. fraud is something they really pay a lot of attention to. And every bank, every credit card issuer has a fraud department with someone who is vice president to make sure that fraud is held to an absolute minimum. And it's a big problem. So if they think fraud is involved, I'm not talking about you, I'm talking about the merchant, they take action immediately. I mean immediately, within minutes. So, Kathy, any questions, comments, thoughts about credit card chargebacks?
Yeah, Vince, that, I didn't know that was the name of it, but I really like that idea. You talked about it before, and at least it gives the consumer some way to get their money back if they didn't get the right item or there has been fraud. It's a wonderful thing to put in your notebook.
Yeah, and class, and some people don't like to use credit cards, and there is a place for them. And if you think that you're going to buy something that you just don't know if it's going to go right, credit cards are a great way to add another layer of protection for you. Absolutely. Kathy, that being said, there's another thing that's a problem, and that is products don't seem to live up to some of the claims. So, for example, what I do before I buy something is I investigate it. I do my due diligence. I research it. I look at the reviews. And the ones that I look at the most, if there's up to 5 stars, like a 5-star means walks on water, absolutely terrific, wonderful. And 1-star means not so good, flimsy, cheap, substandard, breaks quickly, deceptive marketing information. Those are the ones I look at, the 1-stars. Now, you have to bear in mind that some people don't know how to use a hammer, okay? So they may say, this hammer's terrible. Let's, you know, give it a 1-star. So you need to actually read them carefully and try to figure out what the reviewer, the person writing the reviewer, the position he or she is coming from. And you have to keep in mind that competitors, like another hammer manufacturer, might have employed people to bash, you know, their competitors' products, even though they're good products. So you have to keep all this in mind. But what I do is I read the reviews, and let me give an example. So we need for the business, the automotive shop, we have a trailer that picks up cars that just quit on the road. And so to go get them and bring them back to the shop, we put them on our car hauler. But our car hauler did not come with a winch. So what we've been doing is using come-alongs. And these things are these mechanical, steel-cabled ratchet with a handle devices that you pull something along. And it's really hard to pull a full-size van up on a trailer, pull it up the ramps with a come-along. I mean, it can take a half hour of sweat, literally. So an electric winch would be kind of nice, one that runs on 12 volts. Well, I was reading some reviews, and one review said, I'm talking about the 1-star reviews, the ones that say they're absolutely wonderful and the best in the world or the universe or the galaxy. I discount those. But the ones I like to read are the 1-stars. And there was one that said the plastic gear is stripped. And I'm thinking, wait a minute. We're talking about a winch that we're going to be using to pull a car up on a ramp of the back of a trailer, and the plastic gears stripped? I don't think I want one with plastic gears. And another review said, the wireless remote. What a great idea. So you can have this wireless remote, kind of like a TV remote, and you can push the button like, up or in or out, so to wind the cable to pull the vehicle onto the trailer. You say in, it winds the heavy cable on the spool, powered by an electric 12-volt motor. And it says the wireless remote doesn't stop the winding. So now you've got this car being pulled on a trailer, and you can't stop it from going forward. It just pulls it until the winch breaks. Another one says, well, the cable rusted right away. Now, if you think about aircraft cable, You think about those cheese graters along the highway. They're not rusted. But yet these winch cables, some of them, they say they rusted within 30 days. How's that possible? So obviously these are substandard materials. So if the winch cable rusts and the gears break and strip and the remote doesn't stop the cable from winding until the winch itself cracks, this is garbage. You don't want it. So that's why reading the reviews is really, really important. And then you back that up with a credit card purchase. And if something goes wrong and the manufacturer or the seller won't make it right, then you've got, another level. But don't buy it, leave it in the box, and look at it in 2 years. You got to look at it right away. Kathy, back to you.
You know, Vince, I agree with you with the reviews. And a lot of times I'll kind of sift through. Sometimes I read like the 3-star. And like you said, you have to almost read what they're saying. Some people don't know what they're talking about because they don't even know how to use it. Other people have used it and have had a problem. And sometimes the problem is valid. And other times it's like, well, to me, that's menial. Like maybe they don't like the color or the texture or something. But I agree with you with the reviews. You take a few minutes and read some of the negative ones to see what it was they didn't like and whether it makes sense for that, that review. But and I also agree that you need to look at something right away because you're not going to get a refund if you put it in a box and put it away until you need it a year later.
Yeah. Kathy, another thing I was thinking about is garbage collection. Now, there's a fine line if you live in the countryside like we do, throwing things away that you may need, so we don't do that. But there's another fine line, and that is as we spiral down toward more and more anarchy, we may need to have some garbage. And I'm not talking about rotting, decaying food garbage. It's a health hazard. I'm talking about things that are a nuisance. You might want to keep some of that around so that you can spread it around your driveway so it looks like no sense in going there. This place has already been ransacked. That's one point. Another point is, are we always going to have garbage collection? Are people going to come and pick up the stuff that we don't want? And what are we going to do if they stop coming? And I have a feeling, and I don't know when, but I have a feeling that that's another frontier that we're going to be facing a problem with. So people who live in the city, like in Philadelphia back in the 1980s, there was a trash pickup strike. And garbage was piling up on the sidewalks that made walking down the sidewalks like walking through tunnels. The garbage was piled so high, it was piled higher than people's heads. And that's where Philadelphia got the nickname Filth-adelphia from that era. So it's just one example of, and it's happened in other cities, like New York, trash pickup problems. I'm wondering if we're going to be facing that. And if we are, should we have thrown away some of the things already, so it's not a problem for us? So I just wanted you to think about that, class. Do you have things that you absolutely positively don't want, that you can't sell, that are no good? Should you get rid of them while you can still get rid of them? Or should you hold on to some of them and decorate, the front of your property with them so it looks like your place has been ransacked, so that the anarchists don't look at your place and say, well, let's go there. So they look at your place and go, it doesn't look like there's anything there. It looks like we're too late. It's already been ransacked. So just a thought. Kathy, any comments?
Well, Vince, you were talking about not throwing things away, and it just made me think of this. And I did just try this. I saved some jars, like from pickles and from spaghetti, anything jelly that had the jars, especially the ones if they have to have the rubber seal in them. So let's say you have like a glass jar from Welch's grape juice or jelly, and you want to put, it's all cleaned out, it's dried, and you want to put something in there. Let's say you dehydrated some carrots. Well, rather than use your canning jars, what you can do is put your dried carrots in there, put the lid on, and if you have it, Food Saver makes these canisters. They're like a clear, almost looks like the old-fashioned canisters that you'd have on your counter, like for sugar and flour. They're round, and they're clear, and you put your, you can put your jar in there, and then you can either use like your vacuum pump, hand pump, or the Food Saver, and you suck all the air out of it, and it will seal that jar. So all those jars that we typically throw away when we get too many of them, that is a way to really seal those in there. Now, I wouldn't use it for food that obviously, you know, don't do like perishable food, but anything that you've already dried, you could do that with. And so the other thing is, like pickle jars, a lot of times you can't get rid of that smell. And so I did a little research, and a couple people said that you can take, in the lid, there's like a film on there, and that's why that pickle smell stays in there. This lady took, and she put it like in a bucket or like a wash tub thing, and she put the lids in there, and she put solid bleach in there and left it for 2 to 3 days. And she said that got rid of the pickle smell because she had made something and it picked up the smell on it. So it was edible but not desirable. So I try to save those for my brother because my brother has bees and he likes the small jars so that if people want jars instead of the little plastic bear that he can sometimes get, I saved all those jars for him. And then, but they were having like anything with pickles or garlic in them, you know, you can't use it if you're selling honey. It has to be something not that way.
Yeah. Bleach is absolutely toxic, so make sure you've got a lot of ventilation, or do that outside. That would probably be the way to do it. Kathy, we bought some spaghetti a couple of years ago, and a lot of bugs developed in it.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL.
5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April. My husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW. Need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie. It works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
That's for those of you who are civic-minded, and I'm sure you all are, and you brush your teeth, you might want to take a look at the box that your toothpaste came in. And if you don't still have the box, or if you don't have a new box lying around, take a look at the tube that you're currently using and read the warning on it. And it will tell you that if you swallow more than is used for brushing, call poison control immediately. The reason I'm saying that is you're probably going to want to use a smaller and smaller and smaller amount of toothpaste as you read that. And you can brush your teeth with the amount that would be the size of a pea. And that's a sufficient amount. So if you look at the advertising images, you'll see that an amount squeezed out onto the bristles of a toothbrush are probably the full length of the bristles. That'd be like 20 times too much. So do your own research. Make up your own mind. Don't believe anything I say. But certainly read the warning on the tube of toothpaste. And you've heard Dr. Shuley talk about the fluoride. That's what we're talking about. It's toxic. It's poisonous. It's dangerous. And calcifies the pineal gland and makes people about 5% less smart than they used to be. That's one thing. Kathy, any comments about that?
Oh, I agree. You know, I got in an argument with a dentist about 20 years ago when I brought in paperwork and showed him fluoride, and he threw it on the floor, and he told me that I was wrong. And obviously, I didn't stay. I didn't go back. But I haven't used fluoride toothpaste. I don't do the sealant. I actually, I either buy like a natural one, but I mostly use my own. I make my own remineralizing toothpaste, and a jar of it, probably about a 6 ounce jar, lasts me 6 months, if that. I mean maybe longer, but I make my own, and I don't have any trouble with any disease since. But and I was going to bring up Dr. Shealy bringing up the fluoride and how it's so toxic. And, you know, I'm sure you know, but it's a toxic byproduct. Isn't it from, it's from an industry, I believe, that they couldn't figure out how to get rid of, so they start putting it in the water.
Yeah, yeah. And here's one other little tip, class. Wire nuts. For electrical wiring, we've been talking a little bit about wiring in this class. Wire nuts come in different sizes. And these are those nylon/plastic caps that have a spiral insert that is made of a conductive material, maybe plated steel, maybe some other alloy. But you take the two stripped wires, or three, and you position them so that the stripped ends are all together, and you spin on a wire nut. Well, they come in gray and blue and orange and yellow and red, sometimes white, sometimes other color combinations. But they are sized. And there is a minimum and a maximum number of wire or wires that can be put in them. And you need to use the right size. Okay? So, for example, the gray ones, they're really tiny. And they will hold two 22-gauge wires or two number 16 wires. Now, the larger the number of the wire gauge, the actual smaller the wire is. So a 16-gauge wire is smaller than a 12-gauge wire. So then there's another one, a blue one, and these are, the blue one is a common one for small wires. And there's a minimum number of wires and a maximum number of wires that you can put in there. And then the orange is a little bit bigger than that. And then the yellow is a little bit bigger than that. And then the red's a little bit bigger than that. So when you use wire nuts, make sure you use the correct size wire nut for the wires that you're going to be inserting. And there's a point of view difference on how to do it. Some people will take the wires and strip the wires and then twist them together with pliers and then put the wire nuts on them. Some people will leave the wires absolutely straight and insert them into the wire nut and then twist the wire nut, and the wire nut will twist the wires together. That's the way I do it. But if I have three wires that I'm going to put in a wire nut, I will have one a little bit taller, just a little bit, like a 16th of an inch maybe, taller than the rest as I insert it in the cap. And that kind of makes the wires, maybe three wires put together, have a pyramid kind of an approach. And it works better for me. But if I'm going to solder them, I will twist them together first. And then I'll solder them. Then I will put the wire nut on them. So different approaches, but I just wanted to make sure you all know that wire nuts come in different sizes. And you can't use too big of a wire nut on too small of a wire because it won't hold. It won't hold the wire tightly together, and you can have some arcing, and you can have increased resistance. And it's possible you could even have an overheating issue and start a little fire. So use the right size wire. Kathy, any quick comments?
No, Vince, but I'm sure you do a thorough job, and I'm sure you've researched it, so that's great.
Kathy, thank you so much for being with us today in class. We'll see you in a couple of weeks. Kathy's on every other Thursday. Kyle's on every other Thursday. And tomorrow it's Greg and Bert. Above.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.